Warning, the following program contains open expression that some may find offensive. Language is used freely under the direct authority of the Constitution of the United States of America.
This podcast is a member of the Detroit Podcasters Network.
Detroit Podcasters Network.
Coming at you from I-94 and I-75. Representing the ongoing struggle to realize the Renaissance in Detroit, you have found the only... Rush. Allow me to introduce the big baby P.
I need a drink.
The front woman of the pills, Miss Danny Catastrophe.
What up, bitches?
The engineer, D. Sway. And for me, myself, and the all-seeing eye, Magnanimous. And now, Oled Ezra.
What's up, internet, in the beautiful yet broke city of Detroit, Michigan? You are listening to the 99th, not the 69th, not the 96th, but the 99th episode of the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's underground talk revolution. You can check us out on the website, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, all linkable through the OlinEzraShow.com, and call the ever newly designed and renovated comment line at 313-312-4524.
Operators are standing by.
Got Fall City here today. We're going to talk to some of those guys. We've got special co-host DJ Groove.
Hey,
what's up, son?
What's happening?
And so much more audio engorgement for your left ear hole. You're going to need Bactine and cotton balls before the end of the show. So anyway, last night was pretty good. We blew it up in three different locations, as we always do. I went over to the Hayloft and checked out the Lies Unknown show. That was pretty cool. It was good to see Black Irish, this band from Chicago, just killed it. What was the name of that band?
I think it was The Frantic.
Yeah, The Frantic. That's right. They just killed it. And of course, Lies Unknown. That was just an awesome show. There were some cool people. Got to meet a couple people from that own studios in and around the area. Chuck Alkazian was there. A good friend of the show, Dan Colucci, was there.
You finally met DR2.
I did. I finally met the guys in the Detroit Rock Review, so good to meet those guys.
Cool.
They're just pumped about everything that's going on, too. They love it. Ton of good people in the house. So how was your show?
We had a show. The Pills had a show at the New Way last night with Lithium, who did an acoustic set, which if you've ever seen Lithium before, that is completely and totally a 180 from what they usually do. But it was awesome.
The anti-Lithium.
Yeah, but it was really cool. And Avarice played, and Dear Maybe. But it was good times. One very strange thing about that bar is that there is a full-length mirror that's like at the back of the bar. So the entire time you're performing, you're watching yourself.
Ferndale, right?
Yeah, God. And you just feel like such a fucking douchebag.
Sounds like
I hated myself so
like
much by the end of the
off.
Set.
In the mirror.
So hot.
I'm a very creative master.
So what's been up with you, Steve-O?
I wound up going out to, I guess, what's considered 30 Mile Road and Gratiot area.
Hello.
Between, like, Gratiot and Van Dyke.
An epic...
A pallet-burning party.
Beautiful. Whoa. A nice bonfire.
Stack them up. Stack them high. And, like, they weren't catching at first. So, randomly, you'd just be sitting around talking, and it grows darker and darker, and then suddenly someone throws, like, a pile of gas in there.
So fuel capsule.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
All
but
right.
A lot of various antics going on around there. We gave away some BDAB demos, the people that listen, and actually started throwing them in their cars in random spots that came up to talk to us also are very aware of the show.
They got so a dab of the dab?
Yeah, but they were asking the one guy there who I just met, apparently he listens. I don't know if he's lying.
Well, thank you for listening.
He directly,
purportedly,
you know, connected BDAB in the show, so
nice.
It's a cool link.
It's always good to see. What do you got up, Groove? It's been a minute. Last time I saw this guy, he was stashing liquor in the bush at the Majestic.
All over the goddamn city.
You got to do what you got to do nowadays.
You do.
You know?
Yes, you do.
You got to do what you got to do.
I agree.
Anybody that can bury a pitcher of Red Bull and vodkas in a bush, I have mad respect for.
And someone who can remember
right.
that they did
I'm
as well.
You did remember that. We're walking back in, he just veers off. He's like, oh, hold on.
Hey, timing is everything, you
Dips
know?
Dips out.
But yeah, I mean, I've had a couple things going on. I've been kind of laying low. I've been in the studio a lot lately, producing my next album. And
already another one, huh?
Already another one, nonstop,
the
man.
The possibilities are obviously not endless.
Oh, they are not endless at all.
Is that
not at all.
Yeah. No, they are endless, rather.
Yeah.
Never,
well,
never ending.
They're endful.
Infinitesimal.
But yeah, I mean, the stuff that I've been working on lately is actually, if I do say so myself, sounds pretty damn good.
Tell them about the fucking Castlevania track.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, there's a lot of stuff. I actually brought a CD so you guys could check out just to listen to some of the stuff I've been working on. But
got some Castlevania?
I did, dude, I did a Castlevania. I learned how to play. The song's actually called Bloody Tears.
I'm already freaking out.
Yeah, it's from the original Nintendo. Well, what was cool about it is the very first Castlevania didn't have that song in it, but the second one, Simon's Quest, does.
Simon's Quest.
Simon's Quest was good.
Simon's Quest was hard as hell.
The third one wasn't as hard as Simon's Quest.
Yeah,
I think three for the original NES.
Yeah.
Simon's Quest was mind-numbingly difficult. It was like at Zelda 2, like the Adventures of Link, was unlike any other Zelda game that was out there at the time. But
nice.
So good stuff, yeah, Groove. Definitely. Good stuff. Without any further bullshit, Steve. Hey, yo, what's that in your hand?
Beer of the week.
Yes. You get to do the beer of the week. It's all about reviews, and it's very scientific. And I just want to drink. It don't matter. I found this fucking thing staring at me from the cooler. Wines of the World. Elk Rapids, Michigan is the Shorts Brewery, and we did do the Hoomaloompalicious at one point on the show, but this is another one of their fine products called The Magician.
Look out.
It's a dark red London-style ale. Now, I'll tell you why that's weird for a couple reasons, but what was their tagline here? I had to write it down because you can't read it. Oh, the eloquent, swift, and skillful master who makes things happen, The Magician.
Look out for mirrors when walking in smoke.
I gotta say that picture of the guy in the label scares the shit out of me.
Sort of looks like he's raping kids.
It's a really weird. It's a really weird beverage.
It has a before taste and an aftertaste.
It does.
It has a during. The weirdest thing is it has a during taste too, which I don't know.
Which is the most intense of them all.
Groove's sipping on one over there. Danny took a taste and she said it was tart-ish. I agree. Like London style ales are usually like a brown ale or like a London pub ale are pretty good. This apparently they've blended like a red, like a dark red, like a Killian's with a London style in it, which sort of makes a weird taste. Little fermenty, I would say. Damn. I got this in a six pack for $12. A little over $12. You're probably not gonna see these around too much. I do dig the Shorts Brewery stuff. I gotta say, I probably don't know if I'd get these again, but they're good for now.
1 to 10.
Yeah, 1 to 10.
Quick, just hit it.
Five. I would say.
looks like the Magician has some catching up to do.
I'm sort of pissed that I had $11 on me, and it ran up to be like $12.15. I'm like, God damn it. So I go out to my car, I'm looking around the floor and shit.
Yeah, you had some tricks up your sleeve?
Trying to pull change from sticky change people have stepped on.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, Steve, can I grab one of those?
I feel like such a dick. Yeah.
I don't know. $12
a
six pack.
I feel like a fucking dick about that. But this is all I got for the night. This is it.
You got to roll with what you got. You got to. And hey, if you guys own an independent brewery and you'd like to get your beer on the Olin Ezra Show, just send me an email. It's olinezra@theolinezrashow.com. And we'll get you set up with K-Hub and she'll... she'll send you all the info you need to know to get partnered up with the show. We'd love to see you guys part of the show.
You really, and people do reference the show for drinks, too. So, I mean, it works both ways. Get your stuff on here.
If Boone's Farm is listening, that means you, too.
That's right.
I do got to say, here's something that kind of bothers me about beers, some beers nowadays. I don't know if they refuse or they just hide the fact that they don't put the alcohol by volume on there. There's no fucking...
Foster meter. What's the Foster meter? What's the Foster meter?
I gotta
meter?
Say, there's no fucking information.
I was looking for it too.
I'm gonna say it's probably near six.
Six-ish.
Yep.
Six APV. Right. AP. 6% alcohol. The Magician.
5, 6 to 6. I'm saying.
Check it out. The Steve-O meter is reading
The Magician
6. So anyway, hey, if you're looking for things like innovative car casts, crazy rock interviews, and country co-workers producing some of the world's most explicit bestiality sessions known to man, you gotta check out my boy, Les Zaldor, at ZALDOR.com.
Yeah.
Coming up, something I really wanted to touch on, we have the Olin Ezra Show 2-year anniversary party. It's going to be huge. August 21st, it's so big, we're opening the doors up at 7. It's 18 plus, and it's only all this entertainment that I'm about to list, $5. 89X, People's Choice, Champs, Crackjaw. How about that? Look at that. Crackjaw on the People's Choice. Beautiful. Forrest Wade, The Pills, Myth Not Man, and of course, not anti-lithium like at the show last night, but the band Lithium. So that's going to be just one hell of a party.
It's a pretty damn good bill, man. We get out there.
Ton of talent loaded up in there. We're going to have some super special giveaways, some shit that we've never even tried before. It's going to be out of control, crazy. And hey, there might be a paraplegic midget. I'm just going to throw that out there. Will be pole dancing. You figure out how that's going to work.
And where'd you say that was again?
It's going to be at the Rack and Roll. That's downriver, located scenically at Fort and Telegraph.
You know who else is going to be there? Fort and Telegraph, Fort and Sibley.
Fort and Sibley, excuse me. How dare I?
My parents are going to be in the house.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
So I get to
meet... One of those shows, huh?
Yeah. I don't know how they're going to get down with the girl-on-girl makeout contest. We might have to strategically place that after the Pills set.
All we have to do is hijack Steve the Sound Guy's smoke machine, surround your parents with mirrors, and turn the smoke machine on.
And give them a magician.
Yeah, total. Feed them some magicians.
Like, I'm so confused. There's oil everywhere. I don't know.
Right. Do you tend to play it down a little bit?
No, never.
Don't even.
Do you take it a next step so your mother is just horribly disgusted?
Well, they came to our CD release party last year, and they brought both my grandmas, and that was a show where there was an extra amount of spitting on the audience, and rolling around on the floor.
Seriously, step it up.
I remember.
And at one point, I looked at my grandma, and there was kind of a look of kind of
a disconnect.
There was a horrified, yet
was she like, fascinated. Look, why is she gyrating like that?
Shame on you.
Is this what we raised?
She had a rosary gripped in her hand the entire time, and she was counting those beads at a ridiculous rate. It's good. I want to meet your grandmas.
Sounds like you got some cool family there.
Yeah, they're cool.
That's very cool.
They've seen countless Pill shows, so they know what's up.
I would love to see the ancestors of Danny. Absolutely.
It kind of reminds your grandma to take her pills.
Yeah, exactly.
In a roundabout way, yeah. Hey, Darth Vader robbed a bank.
I know, What? What is this galaxy coming to?
In Seneca, New
Times
York.
Times are tough, man.
Some dude, some Star Wars geek, runs into a Chase Bank in Seneca, I don't know how the fuck to say it, New York, beats up a guy. Somebody tries to stop him, gets in Darth Vader's way. Darth Vader proceeds to pummel the vigilante.
With a lightsaber?
I think he pistol whipped him, but close enough. So on the video, the guy is cowering in the corner because he just got a holy ass whooping from Darth Vader. Then Darth Vader brandishes a handgun, robs the bank, and walks out the door with the cape just
flowing.
You know,
all
construction has halted on the Death Star. The galactic economy is fucked
right
now.
It's expensive to rebuild a Death Star. I mean, think about all the contractors and everything, you know? Clerks, you know, they had a great point.
He's in the backwoods of the galaxy right now, wasting his time.
Think about the benefits that they have to pay out, the 401k packages, the retirement.
Yeah, the stormtroopers aren't doing shit.
They're laid off left and right.
Dylan, what would you do if you were at the bank and was confronted with an angry Darth Vader pistol whipping people?
I'd shake his hand.
Brilliant, Dylan. Wow.
Down.
Brilliant. So, hey, I mean, it's a win for every single person involved because Chase Bank got robbed and they've been robbing the masses for I don't even need to go into any depth because if you can't see that, you need to go out back and shoot yourself. But not only does Darth Vader make off with thousands from Chase Bank, but some poor vigilante sap got beat up by a nerd dressed up like Darth Vader. That's just win.
Where did this happen at?
Seneca, New York.
Isn't that reminiscent of, remember when the Batman or Dark Knight came out? And that one motherfucker dressed like the Joker and went in and robbed up a bunch of shit. Yeah.
Did it work? According to everything in the article that I saw, Darth Vader did get away.
What is a good villain?
Yeah, he did. I saw a picture. That's all I saw was
his
Vader.
Car wobbling out of control, flying through space?
I just saw a still picture. There he was, demanding money.
Was it a Toyota X-Wing?
It's kind of a bummer, though, in a way that he did get away, because that mugshot would have been amazing.
You cannot take off the helmet.
What's the next good villain that one of us could dress up like and go rob some shit up? The Joker did it.
Aquaman.
I was just going to say that. We need the world's dumbest criminal to try to rob something dressed up as Aquaman.
What? Like,
dude, what are you doing?
He's not a bad guy.
No. Well, what did Aquaman really do?
He talked to fish.
He's going to rob a pet store.
Aquaman made off with my parakeet. Stop him. I don't know. Who would be good?
Maybe Stewie Griffin or something.
I don't know. We need
dress
some
up like Stewie and rob a bank.
Now, if somebody dressed up like Peter Griffin, I would love that. Because
hey, put your freaking money in the bank.
He gets stuck in the door, and then you get distracted by the refreshment. No, banks don't do that anymore. I remember going into a bank as a kid, and they'd have a nice little tray of, like, cookies and coffee. They don't even do that anymore. They just, you know, secretly try to pickpocket your checkbook.
I'd love to see somebody in a furry costume hold up a bank.
Tony the Tiger. No?
Not bad.
All right.
You're robbed!
On that note,
you're ganked.
Hey, DJ Groove's good friends with these guys, as are we. If you're looking for some amazing underground murder mitten hip hop type shit, check out good friends of the show, Rigix and DC, coming at you on Too Raw for FM.com. You can also listen to them on Psychopathic Records, WFuckOffRadio.com. They got two shows, The Zone Radio, that's streaming live every single Monday night from 9 to 12. And there's also that psycholicious wicked shit that's the third Thursday of every single month on W Fuck Off Radio. Check the website for more information. So, Danny, you have a taint stain.
It's the taint stain. It's Danny's dirty taint stain of the week.
Amazing. Yeah, I got to preface this by saying that I am, in fact, a fan of this band, but I got to say, this was a very, very, very taint stainish thing to do, especially...
Did it just ooze everywhere and create a nice sopping wet puddle wherever they were sitting?
Yes, it just oozed taint fungus everywhere. So,
taint shrooms in the house.
Yeah, total taint shrooms in the house.
DJ Groove is doing things over here thinking about taint shrooms.
Taint shrooms.
They're magically disgusting.
I bet you would trip balls off some taint shrooms. That's all I'm saying. All right, Danny, I'm sorry. Continue.
So this week's taint stains are Kings of Leon. They canceled a show this past Friday in St. Louis at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. They played three songs, and then they abruptly walked off the stage and ended the show. And why, you ask?
Why?
Well, DJ Groove, I'm glad you asked. Because of bird shit. They played three songs. They walked off the stage. No one really knew what to do. Finally, after about 15 minutes, somebody came back on stage to announce, due to concerns about the band's safety, we are canceling the show. People thought that it was a hoax. They refused to leave. They were chanting bullshit and eventually refund. And then, of course, Twitter exploded after a couple hours with messages, including these from Nathan Folwell, who's the guitarist. So sorry, St. Louis. We had to bail. Pigeons shitting in Jared's mouth, who's the lead singer.
So is he just standing there with his mouth open waiting for pigeons to shit in it? I mean, come on now.
Them guys finally got what they deserve.
Use a taint.
Bird shit right in the fucking mouth.
Use a taint.
Dude, apparently there was a lot of pigeons, and then they were shitting on them, and apparently one shit in Jared's mouth.
Beautiful.
Then people started, you know, to kind of harass them via Twitter as they should. And then the next message from him said, "Don't take it out on Jared. It's the fucking venue's fault. You may enjoy being shit on, but we certainly don't. Sorry for all those who traveled many miles."
Hey, excuse me, Kings of Leon. You guys have pretty much started your career by shitting on people. So, yeah,
Kings of anything. I don't know. Those bands need to quit. But for sure, I agree. He was probably in mid.
All bird shit.
Death from above.
Yeah, you know, everyone's chanting bullshit, but they had it all wrong.
It was the gargle
shit.
Remix.
That's horrible. Have you ever been shat on by a bird?
I have.
Haven't they?
Not in the mouth. No, I got actually shit on my temple one time because I was standing there smoking a cigarette. I was like,
Do you think they laugh about it afterwards?
I would laugh.
They plan on it, I'm sure. That's why I don't think they did, though.
This is like, they got very offended and very upset. And you know what? Fuck you. Like, people are paying $50 plus a ticket to come, you know, traveling for hundreds of miles to come see your ass.
His problem is that guy swallows. He couldn't spit. So, show over. Just fucking rinse your mouth. Keep
belly
singing.
Belly full of bird shit.
Keep fucking singing. And it's probably one of them deals where they get paid no matter what.
Oh,
so
exactly.
They just bailed on a show that they just
money
got paid
first.
For them.
And keep in mind that the two opening bands had made references throughout the show to getting pooped on as well. But, you know, they laughed it off, like, whatever. Literally shit happens. So.
Shit happens. It's everywhere.
It's a tough business.
So let's get into some comments. And speaking of shit, Phil the intern is really disturbed as shit.
Olin Ezra. This is Phil the intern from Static Noise and 89X. What is going on, my friend? I just thought I would give you a call because, you know, I just talked to you. You just called my cell phone and asked me if I was the mysterious person talking about drawing. Well, to tell you the truth, man, I can't draw worth shit. I almost failed beginning painting in high school, okay? I took one art class. I sucked at it. So fuck that game. Fuck art. Fuck drawing. I don't really need any of that shit. But anyways, I really wanted to apologize for my last voicemail. You see, I was a little pissed, so to speak, and I kind of lost my temper. I think I mentioned something about cutting people's throats and watching them drown in their blood. I don't know, it was pretty gruesome, but I still think that would be fun to do, especially for somebody that I don't like. Maybe if I end up hating you enough one day, Olin, you'll be the lucky, lucky contestant. And, you know, I'd probably videotape it, because I'm a sick individual. I have a very sick and twisted mind. So, don't fuck with me. I'll talk with you later, man. Peace, motherfucker.
Again, wow. Again, I love the fact that you can tell the entire time.
He's
this
smiling.
Is a huge smile.
He's grinning.
Yeah, huge grin.
I'm Phil the intern, and I'm going to threaten your life, Olin Ezra, because I don't like you.
It took a wild turn there. Really.
Well, man, we were on...
you never know.
K-Hub took me over to the Static Noise Studios on Thursday, and we were on the show, and, you know, we started making fun of Phil the intern, as what always happens.
Oh,
and, well, he was wearing flip-flops, at which point Karen commented that Phil had very feminine legs, and that had he shaved his legs, he would look very good in fishnets. Then we gave him a barrette. So I think Phil's kind of angry with us on a level.
Fuck art.
Would you fuck art?
Phil, what
I'd fuck art.
Yeah. Art's fucked me. You know, so, yeah.
Phil, you're supposed to be promoting art. Stop it. What are you so mad for? Why are you so angry? What is so bad about Phil the intern's life
Jesus.
That you have to be so upset?
I sort of can't get the idea of Phil's freshly shaven legs.
He's putting
out of
on
my mind.
He's putting on lipstick right now. He's calling the comment line, putting on lipstick, laughing maniacally.
While he's putting the lotion in the bathroom.
You're a pretty girl,
Phil.
He's
going to cut you with the razor that he shaved his legs with.
Oh, God.
On that note, Ryan B. called, and he had to say this.
Olin, Danny, Steve, it's Ryan B. of PMS. I am on my way up to Silver Lake with Dooley.
Holla!
And you know what? I don't have a hip-hop trivia question. I apologize about that. But I just wanted to say a few things before I enter no cell phone land. Number one, dude, you are coming up on your 100th show, and that is awesome. I remember my 100th show, and it just does something to you. It's an accomplishment beyond belief. So mazel tov, congratulations on that. Number two, I can't wait for that compilation CD to come out. Some really handsome guy originally thought of that idea. I don't know his name. I think it starts with a Ryan B. But anyway, I think it's a great idea. I am going to donate Motor City Titties to that, if I'm allowed. Hopefully Conniption Fits Bi Girl will come right after that. I think that'd be a kind of a cool thing. Also, I hear the word taint getting very popular among the Olin Ezraites. And you know what? I think it's time to sing a song about it. What do you think, Dooley?
Sounds good.
Check this out, bitches. I wanna lick your taint. Gonna make me faint. Put it on a brush so I can paint
all over the walls and in the bathroom stalls. I had to fucking call Taint. What do you think, Duels?
Sounds good, babe.
It's a fucking hit. Anyway, you guys have a good weekend. I love all you guys. Word.
And we love you too, buddy. Brilliant.
She's totally becoming like his character in his gags now.
Oh, he has found
he's
the perfect
dragged her in, like
the
straight
perfect
man,
woman.
Like a straight woman. Yeah.
It's Ryan B. I just can't say enough about this guy, man. What a humble dude. What a good dude. What a funny guy. And he does so much for 89 cents. He never asks for a dime for any of the work that he does, man. What can you say about this guy? He did the Static Noise intro. He's working. He's singing us songs now. Ryan, we need some more songs, son. What do you think, Steve?
Yes.
He needs a raise.
Andrew May. You might remember him as special guest co-host a couple weeks ago. He's also in a little band called 6 Months Gone. His wife, Star, called twice. The first time she had to say this.
Olin, this is Star, Andrew May's wife from 6 Months Gone. I was just looking at your Facebook profile, and I was just contemplating, I bet your beer smells like maple syrup, doesn't it?
Wow. I guess she...
That's pretty fucking twisted.
That would be the last thing that I would ever think
your
beer would smell like.
No. You want to smell? What does it smell like? Because I know it's not maple syrup. Probably methamphetamine and...
Nacho cheese.
What about some chili? I ate a chili omelet today, and it was delicious.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Dangerous.
So your beard smells like chili omelet.
Chili omelet, some cigarettes, and maybe a couple other things. But we won't get into that because Star called right back.
Was she trying to say that you look like a Canadian lumberjack?
Maybe.
Because I don't. That's the only thing I can think of.
Lumberjacks cut down trees and eat a lot of pancakes. I don't know. She called back, though, because she had a brilliant revelation.
I completely forgot that I can curse on your radio show. This is not Star. I'm not married to Andrew May, and I'm not affiliated with any band. Fuck, shit, balls, cunt. Pussy, anal beads, and your maple syrup beard.
All in my beard. Of all places, it has to be my beard.
That's a pretty...
How could anal beads be in your beard?
Duct tape.
You gotta start growing it out.
Well, that syrup will stick to anything.
There you go.
I could just like have the bead dangling from my chin. I don't know.
That was a very acute observation, Miss Star.
Absolutely. And then we had him on last week. Good friend of the show, Dan Colucci, called, and he had to say this.
Hey, it's Dan Colucci. Thank you guys for having me on the Olin Ezra show. You know, I was wondering, you guys do these beers of the week thing, but after participating in some of that great bubblegum and train wreck, I was wondering why you guys don't do the strand of the week, the best weed, now that medical marijuana is legal in the state of Michigan. What up, Detroit?
Dan,
it's a grand idea.
We love you, buddy. And you know what? In this episode, actually, before you called, we had thought about it, but we got a special surprise for you coming up in about 30, 40 minutes or so. So sit tight. There's going to be a brand new segment coming up your way, and it's going to hint of a little bit of mirror, a little bit of smoke, and trains crashing. So we'll get to that in a little bit. But hey, first, we got to get into some local music. So this is from a band known as False City. We'll find out what the name means in just a couple of minutes. But first, here's a track.
Built just like a lifetime, trying to do anything to get back through to you. And I was staying, felt like I had nothing left. Time to spend when I know you felt so true. Trying to deny like a stubborn and rifle the time. Goodbye, son.
Goodbye Sunday, Falls City. We're sitting in the booth with Chad. What's up, Chad?
Oh, not too much, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing
good. How are you?
Hot. Good.
Doing
a little roasty. Thanks for having us in.
Oh, man, anytime. We were talking a little bit before, so purportedly Ken Flowers' mom is a MILF.
Ken's mom's pretty hot, yeah.
Okay.
You know, good for him.
Yeah, it is. Well, I don't know. He's the youngest and lightest of build in the band, so having a hot mom doesn't help that we just give him a hard time about it constantly, pretty much.
Does she come to your shows and stuff?
She's been to plenty of shows. The last show that she was at, that I was at, Ken was having some issues. He was drinking way too many energy drinks, so he's having, like, his heart was like...
Oh, God, I get that, man.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And so he had to go to the doctor about it and stuff. Ooh. So his mom gave me her phone number.
So suddenly you're like,
oh yeah, she's like, if anything happens, if he, like, you know, falls down at practice or something, he got my number. So I let him know that I had,
like, just
it.
And then feel free to call me whenever, you know.
Right. So the next morning I texted him, I'm like, I'm down the hallway, bring me some pancakes, bitch.
Awesome.
Yeah,
good time. So you guys have been, you know, steadily making a name for yourself. When did you guys get started with the whole Fall City thing?
About in fall of 2006, we started playing together. Actually, Ken wasn't in the band then. I met the rest of the band through a MySpace ad. They're looking for a singer. It came out. You know, we played a couple songs and it went really well. So, we just started, you know, playing shows, wrote a few more songs, started playing some shows, and, just been going from there.
And where did the name come from?
You know what? That was the name of the band when I joined it. They already had the band name, but basically it was, you know, the other members of the band were all coming from a bunch of different bands that everyone was all just thought that they were, like, hot shit and they were bigger than everybody. And, you know, yeah, you know, we're so awesome. And they were kind of like, you know, it's just a lie. It's the same band that, you know, we're playing the same shows that you're playing. So, mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, so it's like kind of like
ego,
the mentality of Detroit bands at that time, kind of.
Shit, that time.
Right.
Yeah, it's still
pre-gang-a-bang.
We're still trying to redefine that, doing the best we can, but...
Did you ever hear of the phrase Potemkin Village? You know what that means? It's the Potemkin Village was from, I believe it goes back to the Ulysses, like the Odyssey, but where you set up a fake city to scare off invaders. Like, people look and see, whoa, there's a lot of people down there, and, like, there's a lot of buildings, but it was what's called Potemkin Village or False City.
Nice. I like that. We're going to start using that instead of what I said.
You should change your name to Potemkin Village.
Potemkin.
Yes.
Yeah, the
rolls
word,
off
not
the
sure
tongue.
What that means. Yeah,
we're coming at you with the next False City track. This one's called Potemkin.
No, you guys need a ballad called Hot Mom.
Yes.
Now, is this... Speaking
She's
of that, on the cover of the CD, this is not Ken Flowers' mom?
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, boy.
No, we actually, we found that picture, and then the picture on the back through Flickr, it's Juliet Rodriguez. She's a photographer from Florida.
That took the picture, or that's her?
And that's her friend Amanda in the picture. So we
Did you guys clear that?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh. Call the Amanda line at 313-312-4524.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah, we hit her up. We found her MySpace page. We hit her up. She's like, yeah, it's totally cool. Use it. Just send us a copy of the CD. They both wanted a copy of the CD. So sent her one and Amanda. And
that's the smartest thing that you can do. So what's coming up? What's on the horizon?
It's pretty attractive.
It's funny that you guys played that thing with Phil. We're doing Static Noise next Thursday.
Nice.
This Thursday.
So if you guys want to hijack it again, feel free to come on over.
There's a lot of this going on with the two shows.
Yeah.
He
was sticking one finger into a hole in the
That's
other
right.
hand.
Where this being the Ole and Ezra show, Static Noise. No.
No, those dudes are cool, man. Plus, that's a good show for you guys to be on.
Right, and then next Saturday we're playing at the Bullfrog over in Redford with the product from up by Port Huron and Head versus Heart, who are there also. They're from the Redford area.
Both really great bands. Head versus Heart, actually, we played with them on a Halloween, and they all came out in full Ghostbusters uniform.
That's pretty awesome.
And started off by playing the Ghostbusters theme. It was fucking badass.
More bands need to do that.
I know, it's cool.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's fun.
So looking at you guys is the titles of some of your songs, and I checked you guys out earlier today, and some really good stuff, but it seems like a lot of your lyrical content is pretty, I guess you would say, kind of more on the dark side. Is there kind of like an inspiration behind these songs? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the song. I mean, some of our newer stuff, you know, a lot of that album was, I mean, there's some heartbreak songs, there's some, like, Vacancy, My Cousin Passed Away. So that was kind of like the influence for that song. You know, it was just kind of the way I was feeling when we were writing that album.
And you said one of the songs is a, kind of a tribute to an ex-girlfriend that your wife's not a big fan of that one.
Yeah. It's not, I wouldn't say it's a tribute. It's more about, I mean, just like, I mean, the song's called 90 Days and it starts off, you know, I drank for 90 days straight and I did. After that breakup, so it was kind of just like how
an
I was. Yeah, well,
I haven't even really.
I had help. I had some friends that were
really been through any major breakups lately, but I'm going on hundreds of days straight.
Nice,
Steve. You're going on years, buddy.
Yeah, it's all for the show, man. Just for the show.
I'll tell you, when you get to like eight, you know, get to like day 72, and you're just like
reality
drinking a beer
to
just
odd.
To keep it going. It's like, oh man, I'm not even thirsty, but all right.
Good stuff, Fall City.
So what bands on either like a national or a local level do you guys kind of look up to and kind of respect? Let's actually
Ken
say
Flowers
national.
Is shouting 311 right there. You can't hear him. He's in the other room.
As far as like influences?
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know, like locally, as far as like, you know, the Metro Detroit area, we've played a few shows with and really appreciate Ashes of Soma a lot. I mean, cool, they're just... You know, we played with them at the Machine Shop like about a month ago, and they're just really cool guys. You know, we went and had dinner at Arby's, like across the street, you know, down the street, and just hung out. And, you know, they're real professional about what they do, and they write really good music. And, you know, they don't get all high and mighty with you right. about, you know, what they're doing. But yeah, as far as like influences, like, Ken and I really like 311 a lot. Jim and I
love 311.
Jim and I are big Blind Melon fans.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, man. Soup is the album.
Soup is a great album.
Played that whole thing from front to back just the other day, man.
Rest in peace,
album.
Shannon, man.
Yeah.
Man, it's
I actually,
too bad.
I went and saw that show they had at St. Andrews with the new singer guy.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
How was that?
And he was really good.
Really?
Like, he sounded,
I heard he does a
He
good
sounded
Shannon,
just
yeah.
like him. But then I don't know what happened. They broke up again.
So do you, in that case, they tried to find somebody that sounds like the old music, right? Like
you
the
know,
Steve Perry, the Asian Steve
right,
Perry
yeah.
kind
yeah,
of
I
thing,
saw
scenario.
That on, I saw that on Palladio. Like, he's like 4'11".
Yeah, but damn it.
He sounds like him.
It's very odd.
No, but yeah, I mean, and then, you know, like I know that I like Brand New a lot and Taking Back Sunday, The Used.
Okay, I ask you this? Like, there's for years been like two different camps. The Sublime fans... sort of hate 311. If you're very much into 311, they sort of diss Sublime. Did you ever notice that, or maybe it's just me?
Not really. You know what?
I love them
I really
both.
Like both of those bands. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and,
sure.
And I never even really put them in the same category. I mean, I don't know.
They were, I guess they kind of had the same sound, came out at the same time, too, because yeah. I remember both.
Reggae rock at the same
exactly,
time.
Exactly, 311.
I remember one of my buddies being, oh, yeah, when 311, when he first heard 311, all these guys are from Southern California. I can tell. I'm like, dude, they're from Nebraska.
Yeah, they're from the middle of the dust. 311 is awesome. They put on seriously one of the best shows that I've ever seen every single time for the last 10, 15 years. Yeah. Every single time, there's just spot.
Did you ever see the anybody ever see the 311 or Sublime documentary Stories, Tales, Lies, and Exaggeration?
Sure have.
It's so badass, but
a while ago.
It's so badass, but I think in there is where they reference the they call out 311.
The 311
yeah. being like a fake sort of they do there. I'm just saying.
Well, Ken and I went separately to the fall show that they had that was at the State Theater, and
with Cottonmouth Kings.
It was last fall.
Cottonmouth Kings. Yeah,
was it Cottonmouth Kings?
Yeah, he went there. Yeah,
and so we went there separately, and like halfway through like the set, like this dude kept running into me, so I went to elbow him. Like we were right in front of the stage in the mosh pit, and it was Ken. So instead of elbowing him, I like put him in a headlock, and it was pretty sweet.
You're like, who's this douchebag knocking it? Oh God!
right.
Good time. So. Other than the Static Noise and the Bullfrog Show, anything else major on the horizon?
We're playing on August 20th over at the Berkeley Front. So
great place.
It's a good little spot.
Pretty sure that's the Woodward Cruise weekend, and it's right by Woodward.
Nice.
So
busy.
So it'll just be a blowout.
Hopefully, people will just pack in and
that's gonna happen,
and have a good time.
That's a cool venue. Berkeley Front's cool. It's a nice little joint.
That's what we were asking about. Earlier, I'd never been there, but everyone seems to say it's like a good place to play.
It's a cool little joint.
You would love it. They have so many beers.
All micro.
We heard about the taps out there earlier.
Yeah. The only negative about that place is, like we were talking about earlier, Chad, is hauling all your shit up the stairs.
Yeah, that's why we're working on trying to work, some equipment sharing so we don't have to drag so much stuff upstairs. And, got my friend's band. They're called Mod Orange. He's just finally got everything all put together. He's actually originally a drummer, and now he's written this album playing guitar and singing, and he's got a really good voice. And they played a show at Majestic a little bit ago, and so I was like, hey, if you guys are free, I want to get them on it. And then we're working on getting a third band as well, so just waiting on confirmation on that.
So when did you release this album?
That one... we released April of 2008 over at the Magic Bag, and it was unbelievable. I mean, you couldn't see the stage, or you couldn't see the front door from the stage by the time we got on stage, and it was just awesome. We had Core Effect played with us, and this band called the Marta Complex that's since broken up. It's Darren and those guys that had Midwest Studios, and it was a really good time.
So are you guys back in the studio right now recording?
We are finishing up a couple of the songs that we're working on finishing up right now and figuring out where we're going to record. I think we're going to go and record with The Product. They have their own studio up by Port Huron where they live, and their CD sounds really good.
Their CD sounds amazing.
And they did it. So he's like, I'm like, how much to make our CD sound like your CD? And he's like, well, we're pretty tight, so... They're gonna hook us up. So
that's awesome.
That's cool.
Good stuff. So any idea when that's coming out?
We're hoping to get in there probably by the end of the summer, end of the summer, into the fall, and then get it out probably late winter, early spring.
False City, the CD I have in my hand right now is called Vacancy. You can get this on the website.
Yep. You can hit us up on MySpace, Facebook, we can get the CD to you. We can get it at a show. We got T-shirts now.
I love the T-shirts, by the way. Thank you. Yes.
No problem.
Yeah, that's a pretty dope shirt.
I got another black shirt to add to my collection of already black shirts.
Yeah, I think you need a red one.
Yeah, we got...
You should take my red one.
We got the black ones. We got the red ones.
I'm keeping my red one.
And we got white wife beater type tank tops for the ladies with the logo that's on the red shirt there. So, and they're only $10.
We'll have to put K Hub and Danny in one of those. Thank you for coming out, making the time, Fall City. We got a couple more segments to go through. You want to chill, kick it?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Brand new segment this week. It's called The Strain of the Week.
Strain of the Week.
And this week, it is train wreck, and I'm very depressed because I had the train wreck in my car, and it, well, someone...
They ganked it?
They're using the train wreck to try to hack the password on the computer. Yeah. I don't know if they'll figure it out or not, or just use the computer case as a pillow or what they're doing, unfortunately. But it was great. It's really mellow, really it's not really a punch in the face, like, oh my God, I'm so high. It's more like a nice, mellow, relaxed, get into the groove of whatever situation you're in and you can really kick it. What do you gotta say, Groove?
I've had the train wreck. I've been a train wreck, actually.
Was it from the train wreck? The train wreck?
I tell you, it's just so many strands out there, though. But there really is. I mean, I don't know. I usually make up my own name for it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, so yeah, yeah. I was kind of, the last shit that I had was the elemental P. Because after I smoked, I couldn't barely even say that shit.
The L-M-N-O-P or yeah. The elemental P?
Yeah, the elemental P. And LMLP, you know, it's like in a Garden of Vida good. After you smoke it. It's like supposed to be in the Garden of Eden, but after you smoke the shit, right. It's in a Garden of Vida. So I didn't know what the hell it was called, but it was damn good. That's all that really matters. If it's green, it's good.
I have sampled the train wreck. Also, there's some G13 floating around also, which is like a government strain. Maybe we'll have to get into that. But
the beautiful thing is now there's dispensaries popping up all over the place. There's hydro stores popping up all over the place. All you got to do is go get your card. If you live in the state, in the city of Detroit, the best thing is come this fall, you can vote to have marijuana legalized in all shapes and sizes, just as long as you're not smoking it in public. So, hey, that's a beautiful, beautiful thing, and it's about time. So if you own a dispensary, you are interested in medicinal marijuana, or you have a hydro shop, get at us. Just leave us a message on the comment line, 313-312-4524. Hit up my email, olinezra@theolinezrashow.com.
Do they, like the dispensaries, don't have titles like train wreck?
Yes.
You would go there and be like,
It's like literally, you know, when you walk into
I'm
going to
try some of this ass fuck.
That only sells microbrews. You know, think about it. It's the same thing, except it's got various strains on display. It's a beautiful thing.
You would think the medical dispensaries are toning it down a little bit. They're like, I really call it train wreck.
Give it a number.
Yeah, yep.
Can have C9.
T12.
This is the Kush berry right here.
It'd be awesome if they had, like, you know, in bulk foods where there's a bins. You could just go and, like...
With a scoop?
Yeah.
With a scooper.
Weighing it by the pound. Weighing it by the pound.
Fill up the bag full of sweet. So, yeah, that's a brand new segment. Look for more of that strain of the week. If you know where to get it, go out and try some train wreck because you will not be disappointed. So, Danny, you can ferment beer in a carcass.
Apparently. Steve, you're going to be... interested
appalled.
In this. And yes, possibly appalled. There's a Scottish brewery called Brewdog.
I heard about it.
Dude. Okay. So there's this new beer called the End of History Ale. And
I like that.
First off, the beer is you ready? It's 55% alcohol.
Wow.
Wow.
What?
Is that even beer?
It's nice. The strongest beer liquor. That exists.
Wow.
Second of all, for a cool 770 bones, you can.
Wow.
Purchase yourself I don't even know what to call it because it comes contained in the carcass of a dead animal of your choice. You can pick between a stoat, a squirrel,
what
and
is a
rabbit.
A stoat?
A stoat actually is, this is really weird. Google it if you get a chance. Google the stoat dance. It's a little animal that kind of looks like a little chipmunk. And what it does is it does a dance.
Lady
an actual
dance?
Little dance to hypnotize a rabbit, and for some reason, when this rabbit sees this dance, it falls into like a trance like state, and then the stoat has two little fangs and it sinks its fangs directly into the rabbit's brain.
Wow,
isn't that the weirdest shit you've ever heard?
That's the one I would choose to drink beer out of.
Sounds like every bar whore I've ever met doing her little mating dance, and then yes!
Get the teeth sunk in.
Holy shit, that's crazy.
That's we have to obtain this booze.
Well, $770.
Yeah, we can't obtain this.
So
we can pretend.
Obviously, animal rights activists are pissed.
Of course. But
and
I would love to drink it from a stout's mouth.
A stout. But the manufacturers say they are just trying to have some fun. They're actually two younger guys. I think they're like 27 and 28.
It's going
to
be huge.
And they say it's an audacious blend of eccentricity, artistry, and rebellion.
Well, obviously.
You think it has to be that strong so that you don't catch anything from this dead animal
that's
you're drinking
point.
Out of?
That's a good point.
Like that. There's so much alcohol in it, it'll kill
right.
yeah, no
whatever,
shit.
You know, rabies, whatever,
right.
that
that's
this stoat has.
I don't necessarily want to drink the mung of a dead animal. All right. Anyway, Steve, what do you got this week, buddy?
Well, I'd like to briefly touch on creeping death, if you would. It's a little depressing, indeed. However, I'm very joyous at all times, so... Like, New World Order tactics are not having any effect on me other than I'm worried for my family. But scientific dehumanization, okay? There is a very formulaic equation that you can't really, like, deny for too much longer that is being executed on humanity. I mean...
Thoughts.
I thought you had sort of wanted to touch on like the other
oil. Yeah, I didn't work it in, but yeah, there are three oil spills right now, and people have got to wake up and figure out what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, because it's not by chance.
Off the coast of Nicaragua, I think that one's presented by the wonderful company called Shell. In the Yellow Sea in China, it's just as bad, if not worse. I think that one is brought to us by the wonderful people at Exxon, and then, of course, what's going on in our Gulf of Mexico. Brought to the wonderful people at British Petroleum. So we have three of these things. There is no way that you have three catastrophic oil spills all at the same time.
No, this is a full-on attack.
Absolutely.
On humanity. And I'm telling you
against nature itself.
Yeah, well, but especially, like, you know, humans are the only species able to, like, write down their stories, right? And, like, create organizations and order out of chaos, you know? So basically you got like what's considered esoteric information. There's things that people at a particular level don't think that people at the bottom of the pyramid, the masses, us, don't need to know. We're not equipped to handle said esoteric information.
Right.
Well, the bullshit about that is that's just so fucking maniacal in its own right. It's egomaniacal. It's reptilian. It's that part of your brain that fucking loves the humidity. You know, like, I'll tell you what, in parts of the world, when it gets humid enough, you start seeing creatures, weird things, insects, animals come out because they come out from cavernous regions and areas beneath the Earth's surface that when it's humid enough, they actually make an appearance. So there might be some tales to there might be some truth to, like, chupacabras and fucking, you know, reptilian men and swamp creatures and whatnot, all that shit, but...
I would love to shake Swamp Thing's hand. I'm just putting that out
right.
there. I remember watching that as a little kid, and I love Swamp
Thing. I kind of want to run my finger along his scaly chest.
Whoa.
So, anyway, wow. at a particular level like this, that is what they cannot conquer. Hence nature and the earth. Like, their weather modification's a very real thing, right? They've been...
Google HARP, fully Googleable.
Sure.
Fully Googleable.
Weather modification, cloud seeding, that kind of thing. That is all direct offshoot of trying to control the force of nature, which is just a ridiculous in its own right also. But that's the whole point
of... It works.
Freemasonry. The whole point of that is that they recognize a grand architect. They recognize architecture in nature, and they're trying to design the same things. They're trying to control that equation.
Right.
Well, when you can't do it, and we're into thousands of years now of this practice, thousands of years handed over through these societies, they can't do it. They're coming to infighting, eating each other's babies. All that shit actually goes down. And you know what? They're like, fuck it, let's pull the nuclear option, mass depopulation.
Yeah, easy, quick, easy,
global
effective, unfortunately. And the problem is you'll never hear about these other oil spills. They might touch on them and be like, oh, yeah, there's an oil spill in China, but don't worry about that. What we got to worry about is Justin Bieber seen at Walmart. Oh, my God. He's at Walmart in Nebraska.
Yep.
He's doing a signing.
When you first started about it, I thought you were talking about the music of Kesha. because that's that's making people want to jump off cliffs. I'm pretty sure
that's part sure. That's definitely a part of the corporatocracy. No doubt about it.
It has to be 33 and a third degree Celsius in this room right now. Just
to sort of get you a wrap here. I mean, I just want to touch on the idea of what's called corporatocracy. It's a corporate Borg, for lack of a better description. Like a corporate beast that analyzes. It analyzes future trends. They put this together. Analyzes future trends. Tracks everything we do with pings and hits and favorites. You know, not only now are they to the point, this corporatocracy, of sort of predicting the future, but you can guide it.
Right.
Create false trends and guide said, you know, future. So that's all moving in the direction of sort of dehumanization, mechanized humanity. So I'm not surprised when we see things like Bieber or Kesha. I'm like, you know what? I can't. Something tells me not to fall for it, which is not even give it a one iota of listening presence. You know what I mean? It's like that kind of shit is directly out there. Misdirection.
Right.
Distraction. Yeah. Predicting the futures, creating false trends.
Hey, you know what? Nicaragua is fucked. But an 80-year-old man is finger-banging Miley Cyrus. What an outrage! Stop everything!
And he's on that beer bottle.
Going like that. I think it's this like shift in awareness. I think that people are definitely, I hate that term waking up, you know, like
open your eyes, right?
Yeah, man. Maybe open your eyes is better.
It's like a punch. Like, it's like a punch in the face. And once you can see things from the other side, it's not that bad.
And that's a shift in just consciousness. It's a shift in awareness that says, you know what? No, we're not going to fall for this fucking your future trending and this bullshit, you know, like dangling the electric carrot.
It's our fault. It is our fault because everybody's just been going along complacent with everything. It's time to get things riled up a little bit. You know what? Instead of going to Walmart, why don't you go to Eastern Market and buy a piece of fruit that isn't genetically engineered and see the taste and texture and the nutritional difference that Eastern Market can provide for you and your family.
And that's the other thing, too, I will say. Google the term soft kill. Look into what's soft kill. That's GMOs. That's companies like Monsanto that genetically modify heirloom seeds.
Right.
We're very close to not having any natural seed, like foodstuffs left at all. They're growing tomatoes in mass. They're using genetic modification animals, which includes toxins.
Absolutely. But there's plenty of, quote, oath keepers out there keeping very, very, very special care of their heirloom seeds, and they're doing so at a great sacrifice of themselves and others.
Yeah, the Rockefeller Drug Trust, I think, by the way, was involved in the seed vault in the Antarctic. They buried a fucking deep vault up in the Antarctic and stashed original heirloom seeds native to the earth. That says so much. It's like because they know they're stashing what is not going to be available anymore. Yeah. And by the way, on a market, throughout human history, seeds have traded for more than money, gold, and silver.
Hey, it's important. It's important.
It says a lot. It says a lot. It's, you know, you're doomed to repeat, like, history, and they've done a good job at burying that on us. So, scientific dehumanization, it's a formula.
I just think it's, like, the whole dumbing down of society. Like, ever seen the movie Idiocracy?
Dude. Oh, yes. Yeah.
I mean, I feel, when I see people at the store sometimes, or in public, or anywhere.
You almost reference that movie sometimes.
I just start thinking about, oh my God, I'm going to have a tattoo on my wrist with a barcode pretty soon.
That's fucked, man.
And we're going to be feeding plants electrolytes, because that's what they crave.
That's the show this week, episode 99. Thanks to everybody that was a part of it. Sid, thanks to Fall City. Chad, thank you.
Hey,
so
no problem,
much.
Man. Thanks for having us.
Special co-host, DJ Groove.
Hey, hey, hey.
Make sure to also check his CD out. The possibilities are endless.
That's right.
Is that not available buildings. Anywhere online? Or?
Oh, yeah, just MySpace, myspace.com/GRUVGroove. Or you can hit me up on Facebook, DJ Groove. You can get it from me, personally.
Groove, Falls City. So for myself, we're coming up on episode 100, baby, and you're not going to believe what we have in store for you. El Magnano.
They're maliciously delicious.
And the lovely Miss Danny Catastrophe.
I've got nothing. I've got nothing clever.
D-Suede.
But that was something.
It was. So for D-Suede, Running Sound in the other room, we're going to take you out to DJ Groove. Whoa. Danger! Hotter than friction. Only on the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
Whack MCs make me laugh, swearing up and down they kill. Only thing they're doing is killing themselves. I'll rip them a new asshole, put them back on the shelf. I damage the mic and spit my flow viciously, jacking for beats and wrecking MCs maliciously. Digitally programming hats, kicks, and snares, cutting and scratching with stabs, flares, and tears. Groove in the house, without a doubt. I make the crowd move, I make the crowd shout. We rock shows with pros and we stay on point. We step in the place and fucking rock the joint. And if you ain't heard, I always come correct. That's my word, I protect my fucking rep. So whack MCs, you better watch your step. It's a wake up show, like Sway and Tech, motherfucker.
It's me and you. Fuck with this trash. That shit is trash. Don't try to front. All these cats say they blazing, but they not. It's me and you. Fuck with this trash. That shit is trash. Danger. Blow you out of the frame.
A felonious assault to the microphone. Your dome is blown like you're smoking homegrown. You're stuck in the zone, ain't nothing you can do. Your mind's fucked up from the thoughts that ran through. The mic is rusted from the floors that keep you wet. Spitting hot shit that you'll never forget. I spit phrases that'll thrill you. You ain't shit until somebody kills you. And I will do whatever it takes to expose all you whack-ass rappers and fucking fakes. This is the Great Lakes, Midwest, Michigan. You trout-ass rappers, I'm the fucking fisherman. So let's begin, and let's kill it down. Everybody knows that I'm fucking with the sound from the underground. DJ Groove, reppin' for life. Come and test this, bitch, think twice, motherfucker.
It's me and you. Fuck with this trash, that shit is trash. Don't try to front. All these cats say they blazing, but they not. It's me and you. Fuck with this trash, that shit is trash. Danger, blow you out of the frame.